Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. This is the first message of 2019. But we're going to continue as we finished 2018. We can never really complete the message of the gospel. But we can continue in it, and we continue in it by faith through and in the Word of God. We ended last year with a message called I want you to open your Bibles to Paul's epistle to the Galatians. And let's read. Paul, an apostle, that is a sent one, not of men, neither by man, but by who? By Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Our masthead says that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of Christianity. That's the hope we have, that the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead shall also raise us from the dead. Paul continues. Who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace to you, and peace from God the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace, unmerited favor, peace, that is cessation of againstness, that is Jesus and God the Father, give us unmerited favor and declare unto us, God is not against us. Why? Of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins. Not only the ones we committed yesterday, not only the ones we'll commit today, not only the ones that we will commit tomorrow, but even for our condition, that is our sinful nature. I've said it before, I'll say it again. We sin, or we're sinners, not because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. It's our nature. It's our natural condition. who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God. And our Father, to whom be glory forever. Amen. That word, amen. It's not a wish as so be it. It is an expression of no doubt. Paul says in the sixth verse, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. I want to spend a little time on that one. I think the King James tamps it down when they put in the translation Paul saying, I marvel. Now, Paul says, I'm astonished that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. Unto another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. What's the context here? You can find some of it out going on. We're not going there today. I have a feeling that we're going to be in the book of Galatians at the start of this year for some time. Let me try to put a little context, put some perspective for you on what's going on here. Paul, who founded this church, these churches, who delivered the word, and people who heard grasped hold by faith. What Paul was saying, what he was repeating here in this sixth verse of, from him that called you into the grace of Christ. These were Paul's children. And I'm going to be blunt. We go and we can read more of this story about the disturbance that was going on in the church. Paul tells the story of when he was in Antioch and he was having a good time, good fellowship with Peter and the brethren there in Antioch. And then some came from James. And all of a sudden, Peter and Paul's right-hand man, Barnabas, began to dissimulate. What does that mean? They concerned about what the brethren from Jerusalem thought about them. They began to remove themselves from fellowship with the Gentiles. Folks, this letter of Paul talks about a 2,000-year warfare that has been going on in that which is called the Church of Jesus Christ. It is apparent to anyone who has eyes, to anyone who has ears, that the battle going on in the church was between Paul, a sent one, not by man, not of men or by man, but of Jesus Christ, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father. That's Paul's credentials. And those that came from James, that came from Jerusalem. And if we looked only at this life, we might have an understanding that the James crowd seems to be winning. We're going regardless of what seems to be, we're going to continue proclaiming the gospel. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel," that is the good news, that is the evangelion, that is the God spiel, that is what God has to say. And in the gospel of Christ, it's good news unto us because he gave himself for our sins and he called us into the grace of Christ. Who's the caller? It ain't me. It ain't Paul. It ain't the Pope. It's not a head of the Southern Baptist Convention. It's God. That is the name which uses in this sixth verse that pronoun him. It is from God that called you into the grace of Christ. Into. That means a place. Grace. It is an existential state of being. It's a place, folks, in Christ. In the grace, unmerited favor of Christ. This is the gospel without the buts. It's our human nature to want to participate, to want to have some testimony. In our salvation, Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For therein is a righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous by faith, the righteous by faith shall live. Where does our righteousness come from? It comes from faith. Unto every man, the Romans letter declares, is a measure of faith given. The Ephesian letter declares, by grace are ye saved, through faith, that not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Therefore, we have some synonyms. Faith. Righteousness. It's graced unto us. The James crowd, the church at Jerusalem, we can call them Judaizers, said, oh, yeah, Christ is Messiah. But now we need to keep the law. Read the 15th chapter of the First Church Council, 15th chapter of Acts. You know, don't have my Bible open to that passage, but it says, when they perceived the grace was given to me, they gave me the hand of fellowship and asked only that we remember the poor. James determined, okay, Paul, go to the Gentiles. You preach your gospel. They don't have to keep the whole law, those Gentiles, but at least keep the kosher part. Leviticus 18. They have to do something. Paul. As though the one who called, that is God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, the creating agent of the universe, didn't have power sufficient to do their will, but needed our help in completing God's purposes. As we said last week, in that opening chapter of Romans, it says, by whom we have received grace and apostleship. Oh, folks, I hope you hear this message. Jesus, that name, that Greek name, unto which, of which the Savior of the world was to be called, is the Greek cognate of that Hebrew name, Joshua. The etymology of the word Joshua, we're told, that originally his name was Joshua. He was helper to Moses. And God tells Moses specifically, don't call him Joshua any longer, that is, simple helper. Call him Jehoshua. Je is a contraction of Jehovah. The full name means Jehovah, our helper. God, our helper. God is the helper. We're not the helper. We're the recipients. The beneficial recipients of God's favor. Paul describes this world in the fourth verse of this opening chapter of Galatians when he says that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Jesus tells us, you might be in the world, but you're not of the world. Because I've called you out of the world. Therefore, the world hateth you. I'm not delivering here a message of brotherly love. I'm here declaring the grace of God, which called us into Jesus Christ. And in this present evil world, trouble will come. Read the life of Paul. I don't know anyone who has the testimony of trouble in this life more than the Apostle Paul. We read in that 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians that Paul had a thorn in the flesh. And he went to God and asked him three times that he might remove this thorn. With all that he was pleading with God that he might remove this trouble. And Jesus himself, Paul declares, speaks to him and says, "My grace is sufficient." The word in the Greek is archeo. It means to be possessed of unfailing strength, to be strong, to suffice, to be enough. Isaiah says, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord and obeyeth the voice of his servant, who walks in darkness and has no light?" What does God say? God says, "Let him trust in the name of the Lord." A name of God is El Shaddai. Translated in the King James, God Almighty, but the picture in the Hebrew is that of the breasted one. It's a mother image of God, for the breast provides nourishment and comfort and security to the child. All that the child needs is contemplated in that picture of the breasted one. And therefore, one who has gone before me, I'm sorry I can't give credit to his name, just to the way he translated it, the enough God, "My grace is sufficient to be enough." Sufficient to defend, to ward off, to be satisfied, to be contented. Not only has God our Father called us into the grace of Christ, but he has given this grace unto us. Paul says in the 8th verse of the 3rd chapter of Ephesians, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. John 1:17 says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." In 1 Corinthians 1:4, it says, "I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ." We find the phrase in this very Galatian letter, the 9th verse of the 2nd chapter, it says, "And when James and Cephas," that is Peter, "and John, who seemed," Paul says, "to be pillars," "seemed, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision." That is, that we should go unto the Gentiles, and they should go to those who are practicing the law of Moses. Back to Ephesians, that 3rd chapter, Paul is talking so much of grace here. 2nd verse, 3rd chapter, Ephesians, "If ye have heard of the dispensation," that is the stewardship, that's the job God gave to Paul, "of the grace of God which is given me to you word." He goes on in the 7th verse of that same chapter, "Whereof I was made minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power." Fourth chapter of Ephesians, 7th verse, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift." Second Thessalonians 2:16 says, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace." Second Timothy 1:9 says, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling." That means a calling that was to separate us "who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace which was given us in Christ Jesus. Before the world began. I'm doing all I can to keep from having a Pentecostal fit here. Praise the God. Praise Jesus Christ. Grace. It manifests itself in many ways. In righteousness, as God perceives righteousness, as God has declared His gift of righteousness to us. It manifests itself in faith, not according to our works. We are, as I said before, beneficial recipients. Here's where we participate. In the gospel of God, concerning His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead, by whom we have received lambano. There is that. Which is grabbed hold of that which is received. And holds tight. Unto God called us into the grace, the light, the substance of Christ. Let us continue in that good news and not be removed, not go to another place, not Jesus saves, not by the grace given us in Christ to some performance-based religion, which is a perversion, and it is taught by perverts, we by the grace of God, which is given unto us, shall continue to declare Jesus Christ, whose grace is enough . We're going to continue, God willing, in this Galatian letter, but this time of year, the beginning of the year, I would call to mind, this is not a work, but an act of faith. This is a time of first fruits. And you bring the first fruits to the house of God. The house of God is the place where you are fed your spiritual food, where your other self, that is, that new creation in Christ Jesus, whereby we have become dual persons. The old man and its sinful nature is still around. God took care of it, folks. And the new man is being renewed day by day. It's being renewed by the hearing of faith. If you have, Paul tells us, been taught in spiritual things, you are to participate by giving good things unto the teacher. This grace abound not only today, but for the rest of 2019, as my pastor used to say, we made it through 2019, and that by the unmerited favor, that by the grace, the unsearchable riches of Christ, to whom we have been called. That's the God School for today.